T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Nicole, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are we going ghost hunting for today?
I'm going ghost hunting for a guy named Daniel.
Okay, who's Daniel?
So Daniel and I have been out on about 3 dates, and honestly, not super into him, but I just really need to have like a 4th date with this guy.
Okay.
If you're not super into him, why do you need a 4th date?
Well, because I've paid for 2 of the dates and he's only paid for 1. So I need to have him pay for 1 more so that it's balanced out.
Even Steven here, Daniel, we're going to level the playing field. That is so funny.
But so you've had 2 dates that you paid for, 1 date that he's paid for, and then he's ghosted you. You have not heard from him via phone, text, email, MySpace, none of that.
Exactly.
Any ideas on what happened or why?
Honestly, I have no real clue. You know, we had a nice connection. We've had, you know, nice conversations when we go out, you know, nothing super special, but I don't see any reason why he wouldn't want to go out with me for a 4th date.
That he would pay for, so it's more even.
Exactly.
He can ghost me, that's fine, after the 4th date, not now.
Is it about time spent together? Because maybe... Is it possible that he's thinking the same way you are, right? And his 2 dates, or his 1 date, added up to mathematically as much as you spent on your 2 dates, right? So maybe he's like, oh, we're even, and this is a good breaking point for him because he's just as crazy as you are with the even Steven game. Is that
possible? Well, kind of. I don't see that being the reason. Like, the first date that we went on, we went to this amazing steak restaurant, and then the second date that he paid for, he took me into like a little sports bar for some wings. I mean, they were great wings. And then the third date that we went on, I took him to my favorite French restaurant, and it was so nice and like so lovely. And so I'm kind of hoping he will take me up for another date and it won't be wings.
Oh, this mystery is solved.
Do you think he's a mooch?
No,
you think he was only going out with her to get the good dinners?
I think he's intimidated. That would be my vote. I think he's intimidated by the fact that you're taking him to these super fancy spots, and he's like a wing and beer, pitcher of beer dude, it sounds like.
I think I'm going the other way around. I think that he's mooching. I mean, I think he was like, yeah, I'm only going to get 2 super nice dinners out of this. I'm going to bail while I'm ahead before I have to pay up on the 4th one.
Right, because the 4th day would have to be...
He'd have to step it up.
Or else she could call him out on it.
Yeah, maybe it's a money thing. That's my guess.
Okay.
Kelly Cheese, you were able to hear enough of Nicole. What's your guess? Why'd she get ghosted?
He's the type of guy that wants a girl he can bring to a sports bar, not the girl that's going to go to a steakhouse. So I don't know that he was intimidated. I think he's just not his type.
So you think when he did the sports bar thing and she didn't pick up on that cue,
yeah,
that he's like, nah, we're not compatible.
Yeah, not my type.
Too high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you vote mooch.
I vote mooch.
Kelly votes high maintenance, and I vote intimidated.
All right, well, we'll be back here in 3 minutes and get the actual answer from Daniel's mouth on exactly why he ghosted you. Okay, Nicole?
Sounds good.
Okay, hang tight.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, we're in the middle of a ghost hunt for Nicole on the Jeff and Jen Show today. She's trying to track down this guy, Daniel, because he's ghosted after 3 dates. The first date was to a steakhouse. The second he paid for was to a wing spot. And then the third she paid for was a fancy French restaurant. And she wants answers because she really wants him to pay for a fourth date.
And you paid for the first date, right?
I did.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, how did that come about where you would pay for the date? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just generally understood that the guy pays or you split it, right? So how did that come about?
You know, I had one glass of wine too many and was probably feeling a little more generous than I.
Okay. All right. So does that change anyone's vote? Because that means y'all mutually decided on that restaurant together, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't change my vote at all because I still think that he got to go out on two really nice dinners and only paid her back with wings. I think he's just mooching and he's cutting out before he has to actually spend some more money.
Yeah,
and it's Danny's a mooch.
And yeah, it solidifies how I feel because he's probably more of a, he wishes you had too many glasses of beer versus glasses of wine. You know, he's probably like, nah, she's too fancy. She just kept ordering that super fancy red wine and I need a Bud Light kind of girl.
And Jeff, what's your prediction?
Mine stays the same, that he's just intimidated by it. So if you're ready, we can play you, Nicole, a clip of Daniel coming clean about why he's blown you off.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I'm 5'7", and she's about 5'8". And two out of the three dates that we went on, we kind of went to a nicer restaurant, and she wore heels, basically. And I'm not talking like 2-inch heels. They're like 3 or 4-inch heels, and she towered over me during the whole dinner. So this happened two times in a row. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to take her to a wing place. And when we went to the wing place, she basically wore even bigger heels. They were like sexier, showier, taller heels with like spikes on the bottom. And she was even taller than me then than the other two dates. So basically she emasculated me with her massive heels.
All right.
Wow.
So, Nicole, what do you think? Could you change up your footwear, or is this just not a match?
I mean, if he's intimidated by my shoes, that's bananas. You know? But, I mean, it doesn't really change me wanting to go out on a fourth date. I mean, we need to, like, balance out.
I love this so much.
Okay, so but would you be willing to alter your footwear in order to have another date with him?
I mean, yeah, why not? I can wear some flats, I guess. Making sure I get a fourth date.
Because we usually ask the person who we're hunting if they would go on another date, and I think that's what this clip is.
Look, I'd consider dating her again, but only if she wears flats. And I don't want to be a fashion police guy, but the flats have to be a must.
What do you think?
I mean, I could wear flats for a date. I mean, it'll be our last date. I just want to even out the playing field here.
I think you might be the most OCD person I've ever met virtually over the phone.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
So you will go out with him again. You will wear flats just so it's 2-2.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it.
It needs to equal out.
Awesome. All right. We're going to tell him to reach back out again, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nicole.
All right.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.